Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Governor John Bel Edwards' administration announced yesterday that a deal is done to transfer oversight of the state-owned safety net hospitals in North Louisiana to a new manager, with boosted costs and more direct involvement from Louisiana State University. After months of negotiations, contract terms have been reached to shift day-to-day oversight of the Shreveport and Monroe hospitals to a new company jointly operated by Southeast Louisiana-based Ochsner Health System and LSU. The new company's takeover of the facilities is planned for October 1st, barring any unexpected disruptions. The contract is planned for 10 years, with two possible extensions of up to 5 years each. The governor's attorney said the deal would cost $294 million this year, about $40 million more than the previous management contract, but federal financing will cover the increased price tag. LSU's governing board still must approve the contract, and lawmakers also will review it. Next week, Texas farmers will be able to apply for nearly $5 billion in aid to offset losses from an ongoing trade war with China. China targeted crops such as corn, cotton, and soybeans with tariffs after the Trump administration imposed a 25% levy on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods earlier this summer. Gene Hall is with the Texas Farm Bureau, which represents agricultural producers across the state. He told the Texas Standard the farmers support the aid package.
The ideal solution is to bargain tough, to get back to the table, to solve the tariff situation and start rebuilding these markets. That's what we want to do. That's what we expect our government to do, is resolve this trade situation.
The vast majority of this round of aid money will go to producers of soybeans, which Hall points out is not a major crop in Texas.
We don't grow a lot of soybeans in Texas. We grow about 170,000 acres of soybeans in Texas, and you can compare that with 2.4 million in corn.
Most of the aid money will go to producers of soybeans. Contrasting Texas agriculture, Louisiana's second largest row crop is soybeans. Overall, the government plans to distribute $12 billion in aid to farmers. The Shreveport City Council voted 7-0 on Tuesday to expedite the demolition of a city-owned building on part of what will become the Shreveport Common Park. As reported in the Shreveport Times, the building set for demolition is the former American College of Business building at 820 Cotton Street. Once it's removed, this will clear the way for construction work to begin. The Shreveport Common is a 9-block arts-led revitalization area near the western edge of downtown and will be anchored by a 2.4-acre green space between Texas Avenue, Crockett, and Cotton Streets. The development of the green space is expected to cost $1.3 million, nearly all of which is covered by an Economic Development Administration grant reimbursement. Construction is expected to begin sometime from mid-September to mid-October. Weather outlook for the Red River radio listing area. Expect a high temperature of 95 degrees today. There's a 40% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 74 degrees and sunny, 72 degrees in Fair and Magnolia El Dorado, 73 degrees and partly cloudy in Alexandria Pineville, and 73 degrees in Lufkin Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.